The Philadelphia Orchestra has played unstaged concert versions of operas before, but never like this. The opera is Salome with her famous Dance of the Seven Veils. And how can singers stand still for that? The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports on how Verizon Hall is being turned into an opera house.
Long before soprano Camilla Nyland does her fateful dance in Salome, there had to be a moon to intoxicate all who look at it too long, a moon that drives people to do unspeakable things, such as beheading St. John the Baptist after he spurns the advances of the Princess Salome. But in Verizon Hall, one moon isn't enough. There will be seven.
Seven phases of the same moon is a really good way of thinking about it.
That's stage director Kevin Newberry amid the set construction inside Verizon Hall. The moons move, glow from within, and do Salome's bidding.
So she sort of sends the moons up into the sky throughout the dance as though she's moving heaven and earth to get what she wants.
Somewhere in the middle of this will be the Philadelphia Orchestra with Yannick Nézet-Séguin and a full battery of percussion that will practically be roommates with poor St. John the Baptist in the cistern where he is imprisoned and executed.
It wasn't like we have any room to spare. I actually really believe that Salome, dare I say, works better in this kind of setting as a simple allegory.
The orchestra is actually part of the set.
We see Salome looking out at the night sky, and the orchestra, all the little stand lights and all these musicians become like the night sky reversed.
Simple as it looks, the mechanics are unprecedented in this hall, says Philadelphia Orchestra President Allison Volgamore.
This is the largest light ring that's been hung in Verizon ever. It had to be constructed in order to deal with not just lighting, but the moons.
At the Vienna Philharmonic's Salome at Carnegie Hall earlier this year, staging didn't go beyond a few platforms. However, when planning this event, the orchestra and Opera Philadelphia pooled their resources for lights, costume sets, and of course, moons. Did nobody think of such an arrangement before? Well, the opera company is stronger, and the orchestra is more open to change. And performances have been sold out for months.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.